In objective two, adding data sources to your project, there are many subjects that we are going to cover. But first, let's go over a few things kind of as a review. So over here we have our catalog pane, which has these item categories: project, portal, computer, and favorites, that allow you to browse data in different locations. With that though, on your ribbon under the view tab, you'll see here's the catalog pane, which is this right here, and then you have a catalog view. If I click on catalog view, now it brings up a full screen catalog where my contents over here change from the map to the contents of the catalog. And we have our project, our portal, our computer, and our favorites, which is what you see over here in the catalog view. So this, you know, again, this is giving you a full catalog view, much like ArcGIS catalog that was installed with your ArcMap. But now everything is contained within your ArcGIS Pro project. Going back to your item categories, so your project contains, list all the items associated in your project and content available from those connections. Items connections include your default geodatabase, your default toolbox, and your home folder. So this is the folder that your ArcGIS Pro project was created in at the time that you created the project. So this was the default location from a project. Item connections provide access to content in databases, servers, and cloud data warehouses. They also act as shortcuts to folders and other items on your computer. So going back to our project here, we want to add a database connection. So on databases, right click, new database connection. You'll notice here on this dialog box, the database platform is SQL Server. The instance that you want to use is SRVVGIS DB02. Authentication type is operating system authentication. And the database you want to use is OVGIS lib. Now, if you were to expand that, you see that there's also OVGIS maint and what are you in? OVGIS maint is where you used to have a connection in the old environment where you would add your data sources from that enterprise geo database to your map, which would allow you to do your editing. What has changed in the new environment that we're in 11.3, we are now utilizing what's called branch versioning. Branch versioning cannot be edited from the enterprise geo database. It can only be edited from a feature service, which is where you'll find those items in portal. So for this case, okay, like I said, we just want OVGIS lib. The connection file name, you notice it's kind of gray, but I can click in here and I can change the name of it if I wanted to. And then click to validate and hit OK. So here's my new connection. So this should seem familiar to you from ArcMap. And the same with creating a new folder connection. So we're going to right click and click on add new folder connection. And then you'll notice that, you know, we've got all these map network drives. So in you guys' case, if you wanted to map to your F drive, and then you would go to your folder that you want to be utilizing. Okay. Now, if you notice here, I have a drive letter, GDIS. In your case, it'd be F. And this is fine when you're just working with items that are in your project. You're not publishing a map to ArcGIS Online or ArcGIS Portal. And it would also be fine if you were publishing a map that you were copying all the data in your map as a hosted feature service on Portal or ArcGIS Online. But if I am doing that, then the more important thing is that you see your folder connection in this format with the two slashes srvvgismap01, which is the server and the folder that's located in it. This provides a better data source, so no matter who is accessing this project, as long as they have this mapped correctly, this data source will show up for them as well as you. So that's one of the more important things for your folder connections on a server that it's in this format. So that way, no matter who opens your project, the data sources will be in the map. There won't be any broken sources. So that pretty much covers adding data sources to your project. So we're going to go ahead and now we're going to add a data source because I need parcels. So we'll go ahead and we'll OB parcel SmartGov. You can right click and you can add the current map, or you can simply just drag it into your map. So that's how you add a data source from an enterprise or file geodatabase.